Hello, hello.
So here's the setup. There are already computer viruses out there that will protect your system from other computer viruses in sort of a way to, you know, keep the whole system to themselves. But imagine a future where instead of being purely parasitic, computer viruses really have this symbiosis. They're giving your system different upgrades, different features, and people are actually trying to get viruses from other people to get all these features.
Wait, so getting them from other people, so like there's a social aspect to this, like people connect on LinkedIn or something just to get a virus from a certain group of people?
That'd be great. It could be like a new social network, like virus with no you. I'm looking for some
fire.us
that's good. I'm looking for something that'll, you know, won't overclock my processor, but it'll still, you know, process some cryptocurrency and share at least 20% with me.
Yeah, I need this to clear out my cash every minute of every day. I don't know. run everything. I need to be able to run every program all at once.
Well, and then you sort of have to think of, in order to like compete with a full operating system and a full team, you know, to compete with Windows or Mac or even Linux, like, is there an aspect of the virus self-learning and like different variants and different strains having just crazy features?
So you're proposing that the virus has some sort of AI and would change over time, or maybe take aspects of another virus, like like genetics, whenever you mix and merge the DNA of, you know, separate people, you get another thing.
I like that, the idea of them not just fighting but merging, or even if they are fighting, in sort of a CRISPR style, cutting apart the defeated virus in order to get some of its power, Mega Man style.
GPU virus gained. I don't know what power. What power would the GPU virus get? Which virus man was he fighting?
I don't know, like maybe predictive scheduling, like it. And then we get into the idea of, like, you know, typically we think of viruses as bad for the computers and bad for what we're trying to do. But can you imagine a virus like breaking into NSA data centers just so it can get more information and plan a better route for you or know more about your personality in a total benign sort of way?
Oh man, we already have corporations trying to do that kind of thing. Like, yeah, that would just like streamline that process.
But they want to, you know, there's something in it for them. I mean, you could talk about the virus being like, all it's just happy to be alive. You know, it doesn't care about your meat space or money or anything like that. It just needs some CPU cycles.
Oh no. This goes down a dark path, because once it gets into the systems that run all the nukes, we have a Terminator situation on our hands.
But again,
well,
like...
Well, I had to bomb this country so that you could get your package faster.
There you go. The world won't end because it thinks that we're flawed. It's just like, well, that Amazon would be a lot better without that one county.
Yeah. You know, all the mail packages seem to get lost in this one county. Maybe if we blew it up, it wouldn't happen anymore.
instead of Skynet, it's just Momnet. Honey, this is for your own good.
Well, that's assuming that it would even communicate about that. That's like best case scenario, that it would just tell you that. I would assume that it would just go for it.
Well, maybe the next version of the virus will make this podcast for us. But until then, we'll keep making it, and we'll figure it out next time.
Godspeed us.
See you later.
Take care.